First, I'm going to speak about Florence and tell you my experience of coming to know Florence and Norway House. Florence is a Cree woman. And in 1970, the year before I met her, her eldest son had died while on the trapline. He had gone out in the cold early winter and had become wet, fallen through the ice, and climbed out but was not able to get a fire going, and so he perished. He left behind 7 children and 1 soon to be born. So his widow lived next door to Florence and Adam, and they helped care for these 8 young children as an extended family. Florence was busy as a grandmother, but she also had a passion for leadership in the community, and she was one of 11 church elders. Now, in the early development of the church, all of the elders had been men. But in Norway House, when I went there in 71, Florence and 2 other women had joined with the work, and she was a church elder. She also was involved with the women's church group. And one of her major occupations with the women's group was to arrange for layettes. That's an old image, I know. For young people, that meant there was a little bundle of stuff for babies. And in Norway House, there was a small hospital, and many, many babies were born in the village. And Florence attempted to arrange for every baby to be welcomed with this bundle of clothing and little blankets and stuff that babies need. Florence only communicated Cree. In Cree. She was a Cree woman, and she read the Cree Bible. She had taught herself to read. She was a small, gentle woman physically. And wherever Florence went, there was a sense of peace, and she shared that spirit with all the people she visited. In the summer, she walked because there were no vehicles in the community. And in the winter, she walked even further on the ice. At times, she traveled by boat. Sometime before I met her, she had determined that she had a special work. In addition to the other things she was doing, she had a special task. I would describe it as a task of a midwife. But not at the beginning of life, at the end of life. When the sense of peace and well-being for the person who is going on their spiritual journey and the person's family who are wondering what they can do would invite Florence to come to their house. And often they'd invite her as soon as the person who was ill began to show signs of weakening. And Florence would visit. And if she determined that this person was near the end of life, she would stay with them long before any conversation of palliative care was in the network. Florence was a presence. And when I go to visit homes where she was with families, she would be sitting in a chair beside the bed of the ill person. Hour upon hour, saying little, only occasionally sharing a prayer. She'd sit through the day and through the night. She might stay for 2 days or 3 because the family needed her to be a comforting, peace-bringing presence in their home. Quietly, she sat as a midwife for the spirit world, bringing comfort and peace was her ministry.